Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 90 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Shamari Mosley. A disturbance call to Moorhead Police on Friday resulted in two children and numerous dogs being relocated. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture is extending its deadline for new concept proposals for a specialty crop block program. Mitch McConnell arrived in Louisville Monday to speak with business owners. Kentucky high school students are being advised to check Keys accounts for accuracy. Most educators in Northeast Kentucky are earning less on average than their colleagues across the state. And in sports, the University of Kentucky's basketball program will be well represented on Team USA at the Tokyo Olympics later this summer. The weather for tonight is partly cloudy with a low around 70. We'll have a look at your extended weather forecast after this. A disturbance call to police in Moorhead on Friday resulted in two children and numerous dogs being relocated. Officers responded to the call on Boone Street, where once allowed into the house, they found the children and 41 dogs inside the home. Officers say the children were well kept, the dogs were fed and in decent shape, and the home was in decent condition considering the circumstances. Lieutenant Ben Castle with the Moorhead Police Department tells WKYT the number of dogs in the small home caused a big health hazard.
That's a big concern, and that's why they contacted social services to make sure that the children were taken care of and placed in an environment where they'll be safe, and then try and take care of the dogs.
The dogs have been taken to shelters in Carter and Round counties. No charges have been filed, but police say the investigation is ongoing. The Kentucky Department of Agriculture is extending its deadline for new concept proposals for a specialty crop block grant program. The deadline is July 9th. 501c3 nonprofits, quasi-governmental entities, including public universities, are eligible to apply. Applicants must describe how their projects will potentially affect and produce measurable outcomes for the specialty crop industry and/or the public. Specialty crops are defined as fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticultural products, nursery crops, including floriculture, and honey. For a comprehensive list, visit ams.usda.gov. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell arrived in Louisville on Monday to speak with business owners about unemployment benefits and getting people back to work. McConnell met with leaders in a roundtable event addressing issues with vaccines, the economy, and labor shortages. According to Wave 3, McConnell's remarks criticized Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, stating that $300 pandemic unemployment benefits are the reason workers are refusing to return.
Discontinue the bonus, and I think you'll see significant numbers of people interested in going back to work.
He also added the $1,500 being offered to the first 15,000 Kentuckians to go back to work isn't the way to go either. Kentucky high school students, especially those in the graduating class of 2021, are being advised to check their Kentucky Educational Excellence Scholarships accounts for accuracy. Students can do this by logging into the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority site at kheaa.com. Students who have achieved good grades in high school, as well as those who scored well on the ACT or SAT, are eligible to earn free money for their post-secondary education. Christine Dressler is a financial aid specialist with Southern Kentucky Community and Technical College. She tells WKYT students should check their awards annually.
If the schools are falling behind, and I know with COVID, a lot of that paperwork is slowing down. I do believe we'll get up to speed, but that will ensure that KIA makes sure that the money that the student has earned is in place at the time that they attend that post-secondary ed.
If they find an error with an award or any other vital information, students are advised to call the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority. Most educators in Northeast Kentucky are earning less on average than their colleagues across the state. An analyst of educator wages in Kentucky's 171 public school districts by the Daily Independent found that teachers in Kentucky are paid an average of approximately $54,000 annually, with statewide median pay sitting right below $51,000. 27 school districts paid above that average, but in Northeast Kentucky, only Russell School District paid the average or higher, with an educator earning around $56,000. Boyd Carter in Round County Schools paid teachers an average of approximately $51,000 in 2021, followed by Raceland, Worthington, Ashland, Lewis, and Lawrence counties. The lowest paying districts were Greenup, Elliott, and Fairview, which paid teachers just over $46,000 annually. The wage gap between Russell's High and Fairview's Low was more than $10,600. When it comes to administrators, Russell Superintendent and Principal were the highest paid in the region and both earned more than the state's average. We'll take a look at more of your regional and local news after this.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, presenting Fazoli's Freedom Fest in Downtown Moorhead on Saturday, July 3rd. Americana, rock, and gospel music on three stages starting at 4 p.m. Food and beverage vendors and the reopening of the Round County Railroad and History Museum. Fireworks show starts at 9:30 p.m. Fazoli's Freedom Fest, 4 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, July 3rd in downtown Moorhead. Information on Facebook under Fazoli's Freedom Fest.
June is Internet Safety Month, and parents are hoping to make sure their children are safe online. Officials say 81% of parents are giving their children access to their phones between ages of 6 and 13. Antijohn Davis is the head of global safety at Facebook. She tells WSAZ it's good for parents to have a conversation with their children about online safety.
Start with just asking some simple questions about the apps that your child likes, getting them comfortable coming to you with questions about things that they don't understand.
Davis says parents should know what the safety settings are before letting their children download an app. All six of Lexington's public high schools are continuing their school meal program over the summer. The bags students receive consist of enough breakfast and lunch meals to last about a week. Jamie Wallace runs the food service at Bryan Station High School. He tells LEX18 he believes a child without food isn't going to be paying attention in school by the end of the day.
There's nothing like seeing smiles on faces and going home and feeling like you've done something, even just a little bit of something.
The free meal program will continue for at least another school year. The city of Pikeville released a statement advising against the University of Pikeville's plan to convert a large downtown hotel into student housing. The plan would turn the Hilton Garden Inn along with Hambly Boulevard into a dormitory facility. City manager Philip Ellswick tells WSAZ UPike is a big economic force for Pikeville, but the hotel is vital for the city's tourism industry.
That's a big loss at one time, and it's, you know, that's 113 at least individuals that can't visit your city and spend the night.
Ellswick says the decision would have a significant impact on the economy. Regional tourism and the Appalachian Wireless Arena, which is just a short walk away. The partial collapse of a high-rise in South Florida has prompted questions about the safety of high-rise buildings in central Kentucky. According to Lexington's Director of Building Inspection, there is no process or requirement for high-rise buildings in Kentucky. It's up to property owners. Sasan Pasha with the SEFC Engineering in Lexington tells WKYT building owners should have their buildings inspected at least every 3 years.
This is an education that needs to happen. If the owners do not do that, engineers cannot knock on their doors saying that you guys have issues. The door needs to be open from the owner's side and be aware of the issue.
Pasha says he hopes the tragedy in Florida sparks conversations around the state to make sure procedures are put in place to prevent a potential tragedy like that in Florida. New programs available to domestic violence prevention groups aim to help survivors transition into safe, stable housing. This year, the Ohio Domestic Violence Network launched the Fresh Start Housing Project. It provides 29 organizations in the state with funds for staff to work on linking survivors to housing assistance. The network also has a transitional housing program for survivors recently released from prison, which offers rental assistance for up to 24 months. Crystal Keller is the executive director of Crossroads Crisis Center, which received Fresh Start funding. She says for people starting over, the program has helped mitigate the risk of contracting COVID-19 in at-risk places like shelters.
The Fresh Start has assisted us with shortening shelter days and facilitating placement into housing. And with the added stress and barriers for survivors due to the pandemic, having staffing to find stable housing is really critical.
The Fresh Start Project received funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to decrease shelter populations and provide more survivors with permanent housing. Lexington police officers are leaving the force at an alarming rate. Officials believe more will be leaving now since the Lexington Council voted 10-5 banning the no-knock warrants. Police Chief Lauren Weathers tells LEX 18 he believes the ban is a tactic and strategy issue.
No-knocks are a strategy. It will just be one of the tools that we have to take out of our box.
Officials believe they will be down 98 officers by July 5th, 15% shy of capacity. The Kentucky State Police Pikeville Post is asking for help with the missing person investigation. Troopers say 17-year-old Cheyenne Hatfield of Phelps was last seen on Sunday, June 27th, on an old strip mining road between the Phelps and Blackberry communities of Pike County. Hatfield was last seen driving a green 2002 Kawasaki KX125 and wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. She's 5'6" tall with brown hair and brown eyes. If you have any information on her location, you're asked to contact KSP Pikeville Post. And taking a look at sports this afternoon, the University of Kentucky's basketball program will be well represented on Team USA at the Tokyo Olympics this summer. Former UK players Bam Adebayo and Devin Booker have committed to joining the 12-man Olympic roster. The former UK stars will make their debut for the 15-time Olympic gold medalist U.S. national team, which is seeking its fourth straight gold medal at the games of the 32nd Olympiad. A Wildcat has been a part of the previous three U.S. gold medals with Tayshaun Prince in 2008, Anthony Davis in 2012, and the DeMarcus Cousins in 2016. In addition, former Kentucky players Trey Lyles and Michael Mulder made Canada's senior national team that will compete in the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament starting Tuesday. The champion of the 6-team tournament will earn a spot in this year's Olympics. And taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight cloudy with a low around 70, Wednesday showers and thunderstorms likely, partly sunny with a high near 85, Wednesday night showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 69, Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high near 77. Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 65. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 76. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Paul Hitchcock, Kennedy Roberts, Carrie Stambo, Cassidy Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, and Jonathan Burton. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.